This is Jay Sekulow, The Bible, a Prohibited Book.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, and you're going to want to get in the action early on this one. This is a case where I'm going to tell you, buckle your seatbelts, folks. We've gotten a contact from a parent out in Washington State. Her ninth grade student is in the Honors English program there. They have a program in the school, in the English program, called Reading for Pleasure. Now, the Reading for Pleasure students are given a information sheet as to what they can and cannot read. And, folks, you're not going to believe what the school district has listed here. We've actually have the, I'm staring at the Reading for Pleasure memorandum to the students. We've got our lawyers working on the situation already. But the Bible is a prohibited book under what you cannot read, what students can't read. Jordan, you have the exact language. Right. It is unbelievable. And then there's also what students can read. So we probably should give everybody a sense of what you can read and then what you can't read.
It's actually, it's a document, Dad, asking the parents to sign that they'll give their students, make sure their students bring something to read to their honors English class Monday and Friday. So it's a ninth grade honors English class. And listen to this, folks. Number one, what can students read? What can students read? Since students' interests and reading abilities vary, students have a wide range of reading materials open to them. Books or magazines are fine. Comic books are acceptable. The point of this activity is to allow students time to enjoy reading. Therefore, a wide variety of material is acceptable. So they're allowed to read comic books and magazines. But what can't students read? What are they not allowed to read? Any material that's inappropriate for school is unacceptable. Newspapers are too noisy, or picture books are not acceptable. Material that is unreasonably below grade level is unacceptable. And what after that, folks? I bet you can guess it right now. The Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for reading for Pleasure Week. So comic books are okay, and magazines are okay, but the Bible is not okay, and it comes right after the list of what can't be read after things that are below grade level.
Folks, this it's unbelievable. We've got lawyers, by the way, at the American Center for Law and Justice. But here's the question. Why would a school district think they have the authority to ban the Bible as an inappropriate reading material, but a comic book is okay? 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear what you have to think. 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls on this. Why is the Bible now a banned book in these public schools? Now, let me tell you something. On tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to let you know how we can take direct action on this. We've already got a letter being prepared. Lawyers already on this, as you can imagine. But we want to know what you have to think about this. Tomorrow, you'll be able to take action. Today, we wanted to let you know about it. 1-800-684-3110. And I guess the answer is reading for pleasure is not the Bible. So you could read a lot of things. A comic book's fine. A book about sports. A book about a magazine is appropriate, a comic book, but the Bible, a banned book. As outrageous as it is, folks, this is where, and this is the last thing we're going to be able to offer this week. This is why you need to know what the Constitution of the United States says, because this school district obviously does not. And we're going to be getting right on top of this, as you can imagine. Our lawyer's already working on it. But here's what I need you to do. You need to go to your phones right now, and you need to get a copy of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom. This is the perfect reason why, folks. I like every high school student in America that's listening, that's parents are listening to this broadcast, elementary students too, college students, to have a copy of the Constitution that they keep with them. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Updated information posted on ACLJ.org. Folks, good news. The Israel trip is now set. We are ready to start taking reservations. Jordan, give everybody that number they can call to get on the Israel trip. We're releasing it today.
1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel this summer.
Talking about freedom.
Since 1990, we have been privileged to assist hundreds of thousands of people in protecting constitutional freedom, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the institution of marriage and the family. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. And to that end, we have prepared a special booklet at the American Center for Law and Justice that we want you to have free of charge. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and it includes the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by simply calling 1-877-989-2255. Your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom. Call now, 877-989-2255. It's a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel that plans are now underway for another journey to the Holy Land. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Visit the historic and holy sites in Israel. Meet with top government leaders and military experts. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow in 2008 for this unique trip to Israel. Hundreds of people joined the ACLJ in traveling to Israel this year. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land scheduled for 2008. Details of the trip are still being finalized, but you can express your interest now. Call 1-800-662-5406. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and cost are finalized. Adding your name simply gives the ACLJ an opportunity to stay in touch with you about this fantastic trip. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year, a life-changing trip you will never forget.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Calls are coming in. This is an unbelievable situation out of Washington State. We're going to let you know tomorrow how you can take action on this. We're going to flood that school district with petitions. It's going to be, we're going to get the situation resolved, but the Bible is a banned book. Jordan, let's again set again so people understand what's at stake here, what the actual language from the policy is. This is the policy given to these students in an advanced English class for ninth graders.
Well, it's a document where you put the student's name on top, the class period. It's a ninth grade honors English program. And during that program, 2 days a week, on Monday and Friday, they have a reading time so that students are allowed time to read what they choose because they're distracted. And that's what it says in the beginning of this document. Sounds fine. You can, you know, bring a book to read, bring something that interests you so that you have some quiet time to read. So, but then then this document, Dad, the Reading for Pleasure document, which your parent has to sign, the student's parent has to sign, says two things that are important. What can students read and what can't students read? What can students read are things like books, even magazines. Comic books are okay. But what can't students read? Material that's inappropriate for school, newspapers because they're noisy, picture books that don't have text. I'm not sure how they really differentiate that much with most comic books. And then material that is unreasonably below grade level, so books that are for lower grade levels. And then right after that, what can't students read? The Bible or other religious texts. So no religious books at all. But of course, they put the Bible right in there. And they say if there's any dispute, the teacher is the final arbiter of what is acceptable in class. And this document goes on. Again, this is for a ninth grade honors English class saying that the Bible is unacceptable under what can't students read.
Well, folks, we're going to be, obviously, we're on top of the situation. I've got lawyers working on it. We had a big meeting in Washington, D.C., and I actually brought this case up as an example of something that's an outrage and that we're going to take care of. But we're going to start reacting to these and reacting quickly, and that's where you're going to come in. We're going to let you know how to do that tomorrow. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Dora is calling from California on line one. Dora, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dora.
Good morning.
Sure, good morning.
How are you?
Great.
You know, I was listening to the radio the other day. This just does not make sense because, you know, they're talking about how the president of the United States is Christian, and he's constantly praying, and he's always praying, and they see him praying, and him and his wife are always praying. And how is it that the president can ask the people of the U.S. to pray and ask for prayer for this and that and this, but they can't have a Bible in school? My daughter is 9 years old. She puts her Bible in her backpack, and she says, Mom, I'm going to take this to school. I said, okay. I let her take it to school. How is a Bible not okay. It's not
well. They really believe. I mean, here's the problem. They really believe that the Bible can be treated differently than any other text. I mean, and when I before we went on the air and Jordan and I were talking, I'm in one of our other studio locations today, and Jordan is in our Virginia studio. I'm in our Atlanta studio today, and Jordan. I said, read this. You're not going to believe it because they put it in writing. I mean, this isn't just some student misunderstand. This is in writing. You know, you talked about the president praying before the beginning of this of the day and talks about God bless America and prayer for our country. Look, the Supreme Court of the United States starts with God save the United States in this honorable court. So this is part of what happens, and you got to really understand. That the reality is, and I think we have to realize this, the reality is there is still this latent hostility that's out there. And we're just going to, when these cases come up, folks, we're reporting them to you so we can take direct action. You become our grassroots on this. You've got to let us know when these issues are going on, as this parent did when Carol called us about her daughter, Rachel. We got involved, and we're getting the situation under control. Having said that, this should not have happened in the first place. The idea that they're banning the Bible here is outrageous, but Jordan's got it right there. I mean, there it is in black and white in writing.
That's right. What can't and can't is underlined. Students read. First, they say things that are inappropriate for school, newspapers because they're too noisy, or picture books with no text, material that's unreasonably below grade level, and then the Bible. Of course, capitalized, the Bible or other religious texts are not acceptable for reading for pleasure. Folks, but what can students read? Comic books are fine. Magazines are okay. That's considered real reading material, a magazine or a comic book. But the Bible is something that students can't read at this school in Washington State.
Yeah, and you know, let me take it a step further, folks. You realize the reason we've been offering the Constitution this last week is because this is absurd. I mean, this is absolutely absurd that this is even an issue. And what we want to encourage you to do right now, we want every student in America to have a copy of the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and then there we also have the Ten Commandments. You need to go to your phones and call and get us. Last day we're going to offer it this week. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 for our Foundations of Freedom. Go ahead and get that today.
Cammy is calling from Florida on line 3. Cammy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello, how you doing?
We're doing great.
I think it's ridiculous that they're trying to take the Bible out of schools because the Bible is something that teaches us to live a rightfully moral life. Our children need to be grown up by the Bible. And if they're trying to show them that, you know, this is something that's not important, you don't even need to read it in school. You know what I'm saying? What about
it's even worse than that. This is during free time. This is not during a class, even first of all, I think the Bible can be taught in school without any problems. This is free of reading period. It's reading for pleasure. And you could read a comic book, but you can't read the Bible. And this is how absurd this is.
No, and let me tell you something, Dad. We were just looking through some comic books here, and it's interesting that the school said that's okay because a lot of comic books obviously have things that you may think would be unacceptable or inappropriate for school. Maybe comic books, and we're just looking through some like Sword of Dracula that reimagines Dracula as the world's most dangerous terrorist up against a UN-backed military outfit. I mean, if you're saying that comic books are okay and the school is saying that that's fine to read, but the Bible is not. And the magazines are okay, but the Bible is not. I mean, if magazines are considered real reading material, if they're considering magazines on the same level as a book, but they're saying that the Bible or other things that are below grade level are unacceptable, it seems like these distinctions are wrong, Dad, and outrageous when I was first reading through this document, just shocked to see the Bible following things that are below grade level. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, Lisa is calling from Washington on line 4. Lisa, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lisa.
Let's go to Bruce calling from Colorado on line 5. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Bruce. Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Hey, I have a child in the Boulder Valley School District in Colorado, and pretty notorious by now with all the
right
stuff from the presentation
right
last year, but they have a new form this year for you have to fill out this form in order to be a volunteer. And one of the things that you agree to is that you will not share your personal religious or political beliefs.
Who are they saying cannot share their personal or religious beliefs? Who's it directed to?
Anybody who's a volunteer. You have to fill out this form in order to be a volunteer at the school. So unless you
does that apply to all adults also? In other words,
the adults are the ones who are being the volunteers.
Yeah, but if let's say a student teacher asks something, can an adult volunteer not say something? And in other words, another teacher says, "Hey, where do you go to church?" Is that a violation?
I don't know. I was wondering if that entry on this form is some sort of constitutional violation, and that's why I was calling to find out.
Well, let me get you in touch. I'm going to get you in touch with my legal staff right away because it might well be. I mean, you can't evangelize a teacher or an adult volunteer coming in cannot go into a classroom and engage in evangelist activity. Student to student, that's okay. But the fact is that when you've got this policy and you've got this kind of religious discussion prohibition, that doesn't sound like that could be right. So you hang on. Let me get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we'll get you help. And by the way, folks, if you've got a legal issue like Bruce does in his community and you want to contact us, just go to aclj.org, look at About the ACLJ. There's a contact form there. You fill that out, and if it's something that we can handle, we'll get back in touch with you right away. So feel free to do that. Again, let me tell you something, folks. We're getting a lot of phone calls coming in at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Two things I want to let you know as we get ready to take to a break here. We have released this morning. I was on the phone with our tour office. We have now released and opened up the Israel tour trip for reservations. So you can go ahead and start making reservations. We've received a lot of phone calls. It looks like our departure date is going to be June 17th to Israel next year. It's going to be an incredible mission. Military leaders, government experts, first class accommodations, all your meals. Price is about, it looks like it's going to be about just under $4,000, about $3,995, something like $3,995, I think is what the price is going to be. It's in that ballpark. But you want to call right away and to either get reservations or get information because it's going to go very, very quickly. Jordan has that number, and then I'm going to let you know how to get your Foundation of Freedom. But if you want to go on that Israel trip, they are actually opening the reservations today. And remember, last time it sold very quickly.
1-800-662-5406 is the number you call to book your trip to Israel to join us in Israel next summer in June, 1-800-662-5406.
Now, folks, today's the last day I'm going to offer Foundations of Freedom for a while. This is the reason we're bringing this school case up is we're going to really get into it over the next few days on the broadcast. So we're going to want you to see how you could take action. But I wanted to have, we've sent out about 30,000 copies of Foundations of Freedom. We want every high school student, every college student in America to have the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights in a great pamphlet so that they could keep it with them. It's something they need to know. If you don't have your copy yet, call us today at 877-989-2255. Ask for your copy of Foundations of Freedom. We'll get it right out to you. 877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom, or go to the website, aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment. Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org.
One 800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Back to the phones we go. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let's go to Mike calling from Kansas on line 2. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I just had a question about the Iraq situation.
Yep.
I was talking with some friends last night, and you know, with all the talk that there is about leaving Iraq, I was just wondering if we did do that, if that would leave a kind of a vacuum there that would kind of thwart all the purpose, you know, for why we've been overall.
Look, I don't think there's any doubt about it. People, and it's hard to understand it unless you've actually been to the Middle East. But when you're talking about Iraq and Iran, Israel, Jordan, Egypt, you're talking about a very small area. One of the things we do when we go to our trip to Israel is we go up to the border of Lebanon. So, I mean, when I say on the border, I mean literally you are on one side of the fence. We're on the Israeli side. You're across the fence is Lebanon. And you see the Hezbollah flag flying about 500 yards from where you're sitting. And we have a lecture from an Israeli military officer that gives us a briefing. And then we had lunch, actually, with the Israeli Defense Forces at that particular time. And here's what you've got, and you got to look at it. If we pull out of Iraq completely, we have not only a vacuum, but it's going to be a festering ground, even worse than we can imagine. So there's going to be a presence of the United States in the Middle East for the rest of our lifetimes. This is an ongoing struggle that's in scope is very, very broad. One of the things we want to do, actually, and I'm glad you called, Mike, on the trip to Israel, that, by the way, again, we're opening it today. You can get information about, you can actually sign up today for the trip. It's going to be June 17th, departing from the United States. Number of departure points, by the way. It's going to be a 10-day trip. We're going to go throughout Israel, meeting with government leaders, military experts. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. You're going to talk with academics. You're going to talk to people that are the leading experts in the country. We're going to go to all the biblical sites. It's really going to be a phenomenal trip. We're adding some things. And by the way, for those of you that went last year, we've got add-ons this year so that there's another track you can go on to add some additional things that you didn't see last year. And we're doing it a little bit differently. So again, if you want to get information about our trip to Israel, it booked out very, very quickly last year. We know it's going to be the same. Jordan's got the number there, and Jordan was on that trip. It really is. It really helps you, Mike, and others that are listening to this broadcast around the country to really understand what's going on.
That's right. When you hear about the conflicts with Syria, and that's in the newspaper, and the Israel, and the flyovers, and all of that, and when you've been there and understand how close all of that is, and how that is, it's hard to imagine when you just read in the paper. Sometimes that seems like it's far away, and Syria must be far from Israel, but it's not. And to understand that, you've got to see it. So you really want to go on this trip if you are interested in those issues, and obviously you are. If you listen to our program, we talk about those issues a lot. Call. We want you to be in Israel with us next summer. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406.
Let me tell you something else, folks. The way we do this trip, different than a lot of groups do, it's all-inclusive. In other words, your meals are covered, your transportation's covered, your hotels are covered, the tips are covered, everything is covered. So once you're there, it's including your trip from the United States to Israel. It's $3,399 for these are first-class accommodations, and it covers everything. So it's like I said, meals, the events. We're going to do a big event in Jerusalem, a big event in Haifa. You'll meet with the military leaders, government experts. So as Jordan just said, it's a great trip. Let's give that number one more time. I know a lot of people are already calling about that. Give that number one more time for the tour office, Jordan.
1-800-662-5406 to book your trip to Israel next summer. You can actually book it now, not just get information, but you can actually make sure you've got a spot for you and your family on this trip next summer. 1-800-662-5406. Let's go right back to the phones. Jerry is calling from Wisconsin on line 1. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think any person has a right to read a Bible for pleasure on their own free time and at school if they want to. I'm not Christian. I'm a humanist. But if a student wants to read the Bible, they should be able to in their free time. If a humanist wants to read a humanist book, they should be able to. It shouldn't be up to the school to make an arbitrary rule that has no logic behind it. There's no logic.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and you bring up a very important point, and that is, and this, by the way, so you know, this was not a course, Jerry, taught by the teacher or anything like that. This was a the way this was done is it was a free reading period during their English class, and it's what they do. It's called a reading for pleasure, and it's an advanced English course, by the way. And you're right, a student that's a humanist should be able to read a humanist manifesto, if that the books that are on that. And a Christian student should be able to read the Old and New Testament. A Jewish student should be able to read the Old Testament, the Torah, and on it goes. It's not a this is not even a course about religion. It's just read anything. You know, a magazine's fine. A comic book is... I cannot believe they have put... The comic book is okay, but they put... They don't want you reading material below grade level, and then they have the next sentence is the Bible. And Jordan, that's actually in the text. And Jerry, you brought up a good point. I appreciate you calling in. And this issue cuts across lines. And tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to let you know how you can directly engage in this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that. Unless these students are reading The Economist or The New Republic or some magazine like that, most of the magazines are probably below... quote, grade level. They're not extreme levels of reading. They're not intense academic reading. They're not really the kind of, they're pretty easy to read. That's what you read when you have a few minutes at home and you want to flip through or you're sitting on an airplane. During these reading for pleasure times, you would think they're talking about some kind of at least book that benefits academics, but not just a magazine or a comic book. But that is okay in the reading for pleasure program in Washington State. But the Bible is listed after things that are below grade level. So magazines are all above grade level, but the Bible is below grade level.
It's absolutely outrageous. Back to the phones we go. We'll try to get as many calls as we can in the last few minutes here.
Bert is calling from Georgia on line 5. Bert, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bert.
My neglect is...
Okay, we're going to have to... We'll go back to Bert in a minute. Jordan, who's next?
Julie is calling from Minnesota on line 3. Julie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
I'm not only appalled at the limitations they're putting on the religious text, but I'm concerned about the lack of restrictions for magazines and comics because they contain sexual, pornographic, much adult content. And I'm concerned that those aren't being limited, but I think they need to raise the overall standards. It's an honors course. It's not basic level.
Being restricted? They're being, Julie, they're being promoted. They're saying a comic book is okay. And you talked about some, Jordan just picked, we just had our research team, our production staff, while we're on air, pull a couple of comics. I know there's some comics that are great and people like them and they're enjoyable and pleasant, but there are some that are just awful. And there's books that are inappropriate. And they say if it's an inappropriate book, we're going to prohibit it, just like the Bible's being prohibited. It makes absolutely, there's no justification for this whatsoever, no matter how hard the school district tries here.
Yeah, Dad, and we were pulling up reports, too, of how most comic books are written. It says 90 to 100% of comic books are written at the very easy fourth grade level. Fourth grade level.
And this is an advanced reading course.
That's right. This is an honors English program, and yet these are written at the fourth grade level, these comic books. Of course, that doesn't fall under this, but the Bible is something that these students can't read. It's fine to read a magazine. I mean, a magazine is not written at usually any grade level unless you're reading some periodical on the economy or politics or government or world news and world events. They're usually written pretty basically so that everyone can enjoy reading them. But that doesn't seem appropriate for a, quote, honors English program, Dad.
There's no justification for this policy. It's absurd. Let's try to get one more call. Lisa's on line 4. Jordan, let's get Lisa.
Lisa, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah.
Hi. Isn't that a violation of the constitutional freedom?
To ban the Bible?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because it shows hostility towards religion. The Supreme Court of the United States says that the government's supposed to be neutral, but you can't show hostility towards religion. And when you read this policy, that's exactly what it shows, hostility towards a sacred text. Now, we're going to let you know tomorrow, folks, how you can take action on this. We're going to give you an update. We're going to post information online about this, so you're going to want to tune in for tomorrow's program where you will be able to make a big difference. We want to get the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights into everybody's hands. This is exactly the reason why we want our students carrying with them the Constitution. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also get information at aclj.org. And as I said, we'll let you know tomorrow how you can get involved in this. And again, if you want that, our Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255 for that. Now, last 800 number we're going to give you the day is if you want to sign up for that trip to Israel, there's a way to do it now. We actually are now taking reservations. Jordan has the information.
1-800-662-5406 to reserve your spot on our trip to Israel next summer. 1-800-662-5406. 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel next summer. Again, call this number if you're interested, 1-800-662-5406.